Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Welcome back to the Luck Changers podcast. They say the only sure thing about luck is that it changes, and we are here to change that for you.
Alrighty, so despite our intro, unfortunately, for one more episode, we are without our fearless leader, Nate. We miss you, brother. Hope all is going well. So tonight, it will be moderator AJ and I, Father Tone, leading you through this episode. So we got some fun stuff leading into tonight. We're going to do an NBA lineup, give you some good picks, and hopefully we can win some money.
Yes, sir. Let's win some money tonight, brother.
I love to hear it. So we've had a pretty decent week off the books as far as the podcast goes. We've been tracking our bets. We're hoping it can translate onto this episode. So we do have an NBA card lined up. We have some really exciting stuff going on next week. We did want to do a shameless plug to start the episode just so you guys know what's going on. Next week, we do have a very special interview with the A&A MMA podcast. So we're super excited to have them on. We love those guys. They're really the plugs for us. They put us on. They kind of took us under their wing. We really appreciate their guidance and getting us started into this podcast life. So we're going to have Slim and Monty on for an interview. We're super pumped about it. And so that's going to be next week. We're also going to have a huge MMA card. So UFC, it's the biggest card in years. Some are calling it the best ever.
Yeah. Shout out to AMA MMA. Looking forward to that interview next week. And yeah, we're going to be talking UFC 259. It's going to be a really big card. There's going to be three title fights. It's happened a few times, but these kind of cards where you get three belts on the line, it's extremely rare. It's the biggest card I can remember for quite some time. And I know you've just recently been dipping your toes into the UFC world. So this is an awesome chance for someone like you or someone who maybe doesn't even watch UFC to really get in there and see some really good fights. I'm excited about it.
Yeah, I'm also really excited about it. So I'm a very new UFC fan. I've watched the fights for the last three weekends. So this will be my fourth, and then the following weekend will be my fifth as far as watching this huge card. So I'm really excited. I'm getting acclimated here. I'm learning some terms. I got the boys. Shout out the boys. DSA, Justin, AJ. They got me. They're kind of guiding me and teaching me. I'm asking them for things, and I'm really loving the feedback they're giving me because they've been hip to it. So for me, I was never into it. It's really cool to kind of get a chance to sit down and really watch it and dive in myself. And I want to be a part of it. My boys are loving it, so I want to get in there. So it's really been exciting to get in there, and I'm really looking forward to this card.
Definitely. It's exciting, and it's also a good chance to make yourself some money. I know it was the previous card. I don't know if you got in there or not. I don't know if you grabbed Derek Lewis.
I did.
All right, perfect. So he was a money maker, big underdog. Not sure why he was a big underdog, but I think the whole squad took Derek Lewis, and he made us some money. So
it was awesome. It's a
good opportunity.
It was very cool. I mean, because for me, you know, this is still new, so I don't really fully understand what to expect. We're watching this fight. We all got Derek Lewis plus 350, huge underdog. We all threw a couple units on it, feeling good. But then I'm watching the fight, and he's looking fine. He's looking a little sluggish at times. He had slipped. He had, you know, almost got a couple of times, but he always prevailed. And then all of a sudden, he did that big knee and then knocked dude out. So it's just so fun to get your adrenaline running. And
yeah, so I know we'll touch on it more next week, but just to kind of throw it out there for people who are not extremely familiar or maybe don't have the most interest in it, but just to kind of give you just to whet your appetite, we'll be talking about the bantamweight fight. That is Peter Yan versus Aleman Sterling. The women's featherweight belt is on the line. Amanda Nunes is defending one of her two belts. She's taking on Megan Anderson. And the main event, the light heavyweight belt, is on the line. So the light heavyweight champion, Jan Błachowicz, is taking on the middleweight champ, Israel Adesanya. Israel's looking to become one of the very few people who hold two belts at the same time. Amanda Nunes is one of them. So it's going to be a good card. I'm not sure what's going to happen. I'm really looking forward to talking to the boys and next week and hearing what they think about it.
Me too, brother. I'm pumped. But this evening, we do have an NBA card lined up for you. We're going to try to get it out as soon as possible. We're really hoping to get the games for tomorrow, but they don't come out early enough. So that's one tough thing about the NBA lines. Sometimes you got to wait to really get them. So we're going to get some games going for this evening, this Wednesday, February 24th. And AJ, you want to start us off with the lines?
Yeah, I'll go ahead and get us started. So we have the 7:30 games to kick off the slate today. We have the Boston Celtics. They are -2. They are going to Atlanta to take on the Hawks. The over-under for this game is 224.
I think this is a really interesting matchup because this is actually the third time this week that these two teams have played. So they played on the 17th. They played on the 19th. The Hawks won the first one. The Celtics won the second one. Each game, they had a combined score of 236 and 230, respectively. So for me, at this point, I think I have to take the under 224. I hate to do it. Both teams are on a back-to-back. They've had to travel. Celtics have a top 10 defense. I don't know. They might be a little sluggish. I'm not sure how they're going to come out and play. But I feel like when, you know, they both played just the third time in a week, they scored 236 and 230. That 224 is just begging you to take the over. So I see that lower number and it's a little fishy. So shout out Nate. I'm going to go fishing. So I'll take the under 224 in that game.
All right. Nice. I like that. We're going to go do some fishing on our first game of the night. Nicely done. I'm going to kind of speak for Nate here tonight. He sent us his picks and I'll kind of be speaking through Nate to all of you. Nate's actually going to go ahead and take the Hawks +2. Anytime you have a home team with a very slight plus, it's one of my favorite things to do. Because a lot of times those close games or the spreads where no one's really quite sure of, the home teams have the advantage of being home. And sometimes they can take those games on the money line. So I love the +2. And we'll move on to the next game. We have the Golden State Warriors +2. They are heading to Indiana to take on the Pacers. Over under is 231.
I think this is probably my favorite game of the evening. This is our luck at in pick. Me and Nate both love the Pacers -2. Golden State's a different team this year. They're coming off a back-to-back. Pacers haven't played in a week. They had two games postponed. Houston and the Spurs. This is Golden State's fourth straight road game in 5 days. So I just think this is a really good positional play. I think the public's going to see Golden State +2, and they're going to jump all over it. To me, that line is screaming, take the Pacers -2. So Bonus is playing well. They just have a nice squad. So I really like this Pacers team. I think they can catch the Warriors in a vulnerable spot. So I'm going to go ahead and take the Pacers -2, and we're going to luck it in.
Yeah. I mean, you already mentioned it. So luck it in. Nate is also on board for the Pacers -2. And I threw a couple units on Pacers -2 for tonight's game as well. So all three of us love that line. We love this game. For those out there who are looking to jump into something tonight, but they're not quite sure what to take, drop a unit or two on this one. See what happens. I like it.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more, my brother.
The next game we got on the slate, we have the Houston Rockets, and they are heading to Cleveland. Cleveland is +4. The over-under is 220 points.
I think this is a game that I ultimately have to pass. I really like that the Cavs finally got their first win last night. They were on a horrid losing streak, and they were playing some trash ball. Last night, they kind of came alive. They looked similar to how they did at the beginning of the season, which was a huge plus as far as a Cleveland fan goes. If I had to lean, I would lean the Cavs +4 because I've been fading the Rockets since Christian Wood went down. They're getting rid of DeMarcus Cousins. I just feel like they have some internal issues going on there. that was already a vulnerable team because of how the season started off with James Harden, you know, demanding out. And I just don't like that squad right now. So if I had to lean, I would take the Cavs plus four, but I can't back either one of these teams right now. So I'm going to pass this game.
Yeah. So Nate has a pass for this game as well. I'm going to pretty much agree with everything you've just said. I hate the Rockets this year. I don't really feel comfortable touching anything related to the Rockets. So I agree. Pass is a good call on this one. And I think I would lean towards the Cavs as well after last night's performance. But the Cavs have been extremely wishy-washy as well. So two wishy-washy teams with a semi-low spread is not a game I feel comfortable with. But that will take us to the 8 o'clock games. To kick that off, we have the Minnesota Timberwolves plus 4 points. They're heading to Chicago to take on the Bulls. The over-under for this game is 228.5 points.
Unfortunately, this is another game I'm going to have to pass. I really like this Bulls team right now. I would love to take them minus 4. I think it actually climbed down to minus 4.5. Maybe if they're on a live guy and the Wolves go on a run, I might jump on the Bulls if I can get them even or minus 1. I just don't know about this line. I think the T-Wolves, they have a lot of issues going on, but they're in a position to where everyone is fading them, and I think the line's kind of catching up. So I could see them covering 4.5 points. I'm not going to take it, but these are just two terrible defenses. The Bulls have been playing well in offense, and who knows what the T-Wolves are going to do. I think I would have to lean towards the Wolves covering 4.5 and then the over, but ultimately I'm going to pass this game altogether.
All right. Yeah. And I have on my notes here, Nate will also be taking a pass on this game. For what it's worth, this is one of the few games that I took a play on. Maybe I got suckered into it, but I really love the Bulls minus 4. They've been good to me this year. So I'm going to stay loyal and I'm going to continue to ride the Bulls. But yeah, I do see here you and Nate both take a pass on this game. So that's something for the listeners to think about when they're looking at the sheets tonight. The next game we have, it's a real interesting one. We have the San Antonio Spurs plus 1 point. I think you might even said it's just even now, if I'm not mistaken. But I have plus 1. They are heading to Oklahoma City to take on the Thunder. Over-under for this one is 217.5.
I think this is a really interesting position for the Spurs. So the Spurs haven't played since February 14th. They had 4 straight games postponed. So I never want to count the Spurs as an organization out, but I do think they might come out a little rusty. For that, I'm going to go ahead and take the Thunder first quarter just to win. It was a money line 115. So I'm going to go ahead and take the Thunder first quarter. I'm hoping that they can catch a vulnerable Spurs team in a spot that hasn't played in a while. Maybe they're a little rusty and it might take them a quarter or two to catch up. So I'm going to go with the Thunder first quarter money line.
Okay. I really like that. I like the first quarter plays because if you're not extremely sure, maybe you hit and you can call it a day on that game, or maybe you miss out on that. Now you have the rest of the game to play a catch up. If you really wanted to, you could chase and get back in or leave it be. I like that.
One thing I do think as well that you could do, let's say the Thunder don't cover that first quarter spread, I might take them on a live guy. So if the Spurs come out energized for 1 second, maybe I can get the Thunder plus 3.5 or 4 points. I don't know where the spread might go, but at that point I might take the Thunder on a live guy, because ultimately with that fishy spread, I think the Thunder will find a way to cover it or come close to it. So we'll see how the game plays out, but that's just my analysis.
All right. Nice play. I do show that Nate took a pass on that one. So that'll take us to our next game. We have the Detroit Pistons plus 9.5. They are heading down to New Orleans to take on the Pelicans. Over under on this one is 223.
I really enjoy this Pelicans team. I think they're really fun to watch. I love Zion. I like Brandon Ingram. I think there's a good team to watch. So I would lean towards the Pelicans minus 9.5 tonight. This Detroit team has some issues going on. Blake Griffin's refusing to play until he gets traded. This is their third road game in 4 nights. So that's just a tough position to be in. Detroit won this first meeting And the fact that the line is -9.5 to the Pelicans says a lot to me. So because of that, I'm going to go ahead and lean the Pelicans, but I'm not going to touch this game. I just don't like those large spreads.
Yeah, this is actually one of the, this is the last game that I personally took tonight. I love the Pelicans. The 9.5 is a really large spread. It does make me nervous. Pistons extremely overexceeded last night, and I don't see them coming in with the same intensity as they did last night. So I look for the Pelicans to cover that spread tonight, but Nate is giving me a pass on this one. So looks like another game where the boys are passing. That's going to take us to the Toronto Raptors. They are +2 tonight. They are heading down to Miami to take on the Heat. Over-under is 214. And I do show that Nate likes the Raptors +2 tonight. What are you thinking?
I can definitely respect and like Nate's position at the Raptors +2. I like both these teams, but I think, you know, neither one's necessarily a sexy team. So I feel like the Raptors definitely don't get as much respect from the public as they should. So I feel like their lines are always a little skewed. I don't know. I definitely would lean towards the Raptors +2, but the Heat are tough. They're a tough squad. So Eric Spoelstra has been a great coach, and they just have a good nucleus. So if the Heat can catch fire, they have a lot of good 3-point shooters and they have great defense. Who knows what could happen? I'm going to pass this game, but I do like the Nate's picking the Raptors +2.
All right. We have one 9 o'clock game tonight. And we have the Charlotte Hornets. They are +9.5 points. They are taking on the Phoenix Suns. The over-under for this one is 225. And this is Nate's last pick of the day. He is taking the Suns -9.5. What are you thinking, Father Tone?
I love this Suns team. I think they're so fun to watch. I really got on board very, very quickly as far as the season started. It only took me maybe 3 or 4 games to jump on the Suns bandwagon. I think they're an awesome organization with Chris Paul and Devin Booker and DeAndre Ayton, and their bench is fire. The Cam's coming off the bench. They got a lot of potential. I think they're good offensively. I think they're good defensively. I do think they might be inflated right now. Everyone's starting to catch on to the Suns, so their value is decreasing. I would lean towards the Hornets in this game +9.5. The Hornets have some good wins. So they've beat the Bucks, they beat the Heat, they beat the Warriors, the Pacers, the Mavericks, the Pelicans. They've had some really good wins this year, and I think they can keep it close. I'm going to go ahead and pass this game, but we'll see how it plays out.
All right. And that's going to take us to our final game of the night. It's a 10 o'clock game. We have the Los Angeles Lakers. They are +9 points. They are heading to Utah to take on the first place Jazz. Over under is 218.5.
So I feel like the Lakers are just in a tough spot right now. They've lost 3 straight. Anthony Davis is out. They're putting a lot of pressure on LeBron. They're playing a ton of overtime games. I feel like there's a lot of mileage on LeBron and the team as a whole. So I would have to lean towards the under in this game. I really like the Lakers team total under 106. I don't know if I want to pull the trigger and take it, but I think that 106 number is begging you to take the over. And the Jazz are very tough defensively. They're a tough squad. LeBron has a ton of pressure on him right now. I don't know if he'll be able to, continue the load. They got a tough schedule coming up, and we'll see how it plays out. So I'm going to lean towards the under and also lean towards that Lakers team total under 106.
All right. Nate shows that he has a pass for this game. So that's going to pretty much wrap up the slate for us tonight. Not a whole lot of picks, but I think it's important for fans out there to realize that when it comes to NBA slates, it's a lot harder to pick these games than it would be for football. So you don't want to jump the gun, and you don't want to take every single game out there. Pick and choose wisely. And we had one luck it in tonight. We all three love the Pacers. So if there's one specific game you're out there looking for tonight, I think that's the one that we're all kind of pushing for.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. With the NBA, it's tough. We don't want to spit out just anything just to say it. You know, we want to put our name behind our word. So we're not going to take everything. I like to give you my lean just in case you were wondering one way or the, you know, the other. If it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, it doesn't. But the NBA is a tough sport. So we like doing the coverage. We like keeping it going year round, but it's challenging. We love football season.
Yeah, I miss football. I'm ready for football to be back. But this will do until then. We'll continue with basketball, and we got baseball coming up and golf and UFC. So we got some things to keep us busy, but I can't wait for football to be back.
Yeah, and don't get it twisted. We do solid at basketball this week, 7-3 on the week. So I'm hitting 70%. Who knows if that's sustainable, but you know, we try to be educated in multiple sports and we try to give you our analysis. So we're not just spitting it out to do it, but it can be a little more challenging with these different sports and different ways that we can place our bets.
Yeah, definitely. So just continue to stay tuned and appreciate the listeners. Shout out to all the listeners. Shout out to any listener. We're doing it for you guys and we appreciate all the support that we're getting. Shout out to Nate. Can't wait to have you back and looking forward to getting back in the studio and looking forward to getting all the boys back together.
Definitely. Shout out to Nate. We love you, brother. We miss you. We're pumped to get back. We're super excited for this interview next week with Monty, with Slim. We're super excited to link up with them. So it'll be fun. Stay tuned.
Yeah. Looking forward to talking about the fights and hearing what everyone's opinion is and seeing who's taking what. And it's going to be a good card. Definitely check it out. And I can't wait for the interview and just to kind of get together and see what everyone's thinking.
Definitely. Well, I think that will do it for the Luck Changers podcast. We appreciate you tuning in as always, and we are out of here.
Adios.
Peace.
We all know that owning a small business means you wear many hats, but sometimes you really need an extra pair of hands. Upwork is how good companies find great and trusted freelance talent. With more than 2 decades of experience with the simple and ambitious goal of pioneering a better way of working, companies at every stage turn to Upwork to get things done and find more flexibility in staffing key projects and initiatives. They access a global marketplace filled with top talent in IT, web dev, marketing, and more. Posting a job on Upwork is easy. With no cost to join, you can register, browse freelancer profiles, and get help drafting a job post or even book a consultation. From there, you connect with freelancers that get you and can easily hire them and take your business to the next level. Visit Upwork.com right now and post your job for free. That's Upwork.com to post your job for free and connect with top talent ready to help your business grow. That's UPWORK.com, Upwork.com.